Oh, what's going on, everybody? This is another edition of Flobo Saw It on Netflix. You know the deal. This is the show where we get to go into the deep dark, into the Netflix archives to see what's cool and what's worth watching. As always, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. And I realized that there was a bit of time where I was watching stuff on the platform and I haven't been updating the podcast. So thank you so much for your patience. This one here is a new to me episode. Here's something I watched a couple years ago, and I want to share it with you. In 2020, Halle Berry decided to have her own star vehicle vanity project. It's called Bruise, and it is a rated R film. Came out in 2020, like I said, and it's already 2024, which is kind of ancient because I like to keep the movies and content about 2 years or less in between release and having it on. But hey, it is a Netflix original. Before I get into that, just gonna say thank you so much for making this show part of your podcasting diet. Heard all throughout planet Earth. Flobo Saw It on Netflix, and we hear from here to Africa to Australia and back. So thank you so much for that. Halle Berry, man, action star, I guess. I mean, I saw her a couple times on that James Bond tip, and she has some scenes and some comedies as well where she gets a bunch of people across the face. But this one here is a hard R world of MMA and boxing. And so the thing is, the biggest strength and its biggest weakness is that it really follows a well-worn path for the genre. IMDb gave this one a 6.2 out of 10. I think it's being generous. It's not like I don't believe that Halle's character of Jackie Justice, being an MMA fighter who had a chip on her shoulder and a bad past, decided to go into fighting, but had a couple fights that didn't go her way and had to start over as just a normal nanny doing things around the street before getting called into one big fight. I feel like I've seen it a bunch of times. I've seen it a bunch of times from other palookas, other losers, other downtrodden fighters. Doesn't matter if it's your South Palm, or even scenes from Raging Bull, and even Rocky too. You know, this is the very definition of derivative. So you're not going to be able to be blown away by anyone in particular. It's definitely a B film, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Let's be real. A lot of times, movies that are B films are unapologetic. They know exactly what they want to be, and they're the perfect comfort food. You know, like if you want a mystery on a rainy day, or you want a comedy on a sad day, or a romantic comedy when you're with your sweetheart. I get it. It's kind of hard to tell anyone to stop what you're doing and check it out. I know I mentioned this a couple of times on other shows, on other episodes. It kind of feels like the kind of film that we'll be playing in a barbershop. You know what I mean? Where there's enough visual things going on that will probably draw your interest when you're getting your beard trim or understanding what's going on. But you can pretty much watch this one on mute and know exactly what's happening. I mean, look, there are some individual performances here. They got to give a lot of flowers to the character of Desi, played by Adan Kanto, and Mrs. Bradshaw by Leah Lauren, but they're kind of fleeting. This is completely 100% a Halle Berry star vehicle, and you're going to get all of her emotes, all of her indicators, all of her performances, and that. I would say it does do a good thing, because if you were ever decide to have a Berry movie night, this would be a good primer for things, because it's not too deep, it's not too long, and it's not too hardcore, but you can switch off into other things. But I don't want to say a movie's bad or a movie's dull or a movie's not worth your time, but I kind of struggle to see who is this movie for. I mean, if you are a boxing aficionado, you may watch it for completionist sake, but you already pretty much have your favorites. This is not going to change that. If you like violent films, that's there, but there are few and far between scenes. If you're into character studies, you've seen Jackie Justice a dozen of times. I wonder who would be the one to be like, oh my gosh, this changed my life. And this is why I think that 6.3 rating by IMDb is a bit generous. Because frankly, if it doesn't excel in any one category, and it's not bad, and it's okay, and it's passable, that's the very definition of 5 out of 10. You're not going to hate it, but I just not... Maybe some of the color palettes used, I guess, is something I would recommend to a party. It's pretty much down the middle. And it's not a total wash because of that, but it's something that I would have watched and I would not recommend. When I used to be a focus group tester, they always ask you who liked this movie and who would recommend this movie. Did I like it? Sure. Would I recommend it? Not particularly. Bruise, available now on the Netflix platform. It is 2 hours and 9 minutes. and it is available definitely in the North American region. Let me know if it's available where you live. Make sure you hit me up over on that Twitter at Flobo Boys with your review, things you want me to review next, and your thoughts on this one. We got more stuff coming down the pipe here on the show, so stick around. This is Flobo Sauto Netflix.